Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all The Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
My mornings with Moose and Breezy. Your weekend starts now.
Well, I guess it's time to get after it. Welcome to the show, PXY Mornings. My name is Moose. That's Breezy.
Good morning.
28 for the high today. I know it's nothing to really call home about. It is going to be cold, but hey, it's the weekend, and we have Avril Lavigne with Simple Plan tickets. They are coming to Empower Federal Credit Union Amphitheater at Lakeview in Syracuse, May 28th. Tickets do go on sale today, but we're going to give you the chance to win them before you can buy them. How many of you give your spouse an allowance?
What?
585-252-9800. Found out over the Thanksgiving holiday that a friend of the family married a guy who gives her a small amount of money each month to go out and treat herself.
No.
And originally, I was like, money for bills? She goes, no, money for maintenance. Maintenance stuff.
Right.
I was like, gas, electric? She goes, no, hair and nails. I didn't ask how much, but my first thought was, why are you not working?
Yeah, wait, what?
You're a very able-bodied 51-year-old woman. I'm confused, but you do you.
Maybe that's the arrangement they have worked out. More power to her.
You popped into my head.
Me?
I was thinking about it. I'm like, you know what? I think this is like, this would be Breezy's dream.
Oh, no, fully. I mean, I'm a very hard worker, for sure. But I was told by a psychic at one point in my life that I would indeed be a trophy wife at some point. So I'm holding out to that dream.
I was told by a psychic that in all of my past lives, I've always lived on the ocean. And
what?
At one point or another in this lifetime, I'm going to live on a large body of water and be very happy. And then she also told me a little boy is going to drown and I'm responsible for saving him. So I need to get my
CPR training.
No, like a
Lifeguard certificate.
Yeah. Lifeguard certificate.
As Big Brothers Big Sisters is retracting your but your admission.
I got to know, does anybody listening give their spouse an allowance? Or are you the spouse that receives that allowance? If so, how much? Maybe you don't work. You're a stay-at-home mom. You take care of everything at home. And you get, you know, I don't know, how much is that worth a week?
It was hard when I first started dating my girlfriend because we had to have a long conversation. I said, you know, at one point...
About finances?
At one point I was told I was going to be a trophy wife of sorts. She was, it's not going to happen with us.
It's not going to fly.
So if that's what you want, you're going to have to go now. And I was like... Well, I really like you.
You have to be doing very well to be able to handle entire family on your own.
Entire family? Me?
No, I'm saying though, like it takes two today. Calls are already coming in for this. Let's go over to Sherry. Sherry's on the line. No, we lost Sherry. Let's go over to, hi, is this Vince?
Yeah, good morning, guys. How goes it?
How goes it? Happy Friday, man. So,
happy Friday to you guys.
You got an opinion on this?
Oh, for sure, man. Like, look, I get it. There's women out there that are, you know, they're very independent, and they want to tell people that they're, you know, they pay their own cell phone bills. That's cool, but a guy's got a responsibility to take care of his wife. Like, in my case, my wife doesn't work. When I'm out there busting my ass all day, look, I got a renovation company here in Rochester. Yeah. You know,
that doesn't shock me at
all.
You
guys need some drywall, hit me up. People know who I am and the work I do. But anyway, look, back to the subject.
Right. Wait, you have a renovation company?
I do.
Yeah, nothing is tracked harder, ever.
Yeah, so if you need any like drywall work done, just hit me up, man. I got your back.
We got you.
All right, yeah. I'll just call my dad, but thank you. Go
Thanks
ahead.
Much.
Anyway, I give my wife $120 a week.
Wait. And, you know, $120 a week?
That doesn't sound like...
Is your wife a 16-year-old child? I'm so confused. You can't even fill a car up for $120, depending on what you drive.
I get it. Like, you might say that that's not, like, a lot of money, but that's enough money to cover whatever bills are going to come up for her, the groceries. I mean...
But, no, wait. But no, because you're eating the groceries, too, so why is she taking that out of her own allowance? Absolutely not, Vince. Thank you so much. No. No.
Have
you...
Some of the groceries. We go shopping together. I mean, we are a couple. But during the week, like, if she needs something, like, that's plenty of money. I mean, she's got money left over if she wanted to, like, go treat herself to, like, a whatever you guys call blouse or shirt, whatever, at Macy's.
Not the blouse.
Oh, yeah, all these women going to run to Macy's for a shirt.
I would love to put things into perspective for you for just, like, 1 second. You can't even get a mani-pedi for under $80. So there goes more than 3/4 of her allowance, and then she has to feed your ass and fill her car up? No. No, thank you.
I don't understand how that's my problem. It's plenty of money.
It's your problem because you're giving her an allowance and you're not allowing her, with said allowance, to live life as if she would if she had her own income. That makes no sense.
Have you increased her allowance, putting inflation into perspective? Have you given her, let's say it's $120 a week now. What was it last year?
Oh, I mean, I've made adjustments. I mean, I think it was like about 115 just last year. I mean, we've gone up.
Wow. You're so generous. Drywall isn't going to hang himself.
We want her, like, working a part-time job. Like, why are these men making their women go get part-time jobs? Like, working at Trader Joe's on the weekend. Are you kidding me? Like, women don't need to work. Stay home.
I mean, they do if they're making $120 a week. I couldn't make $120 a week work if I was, you know, had no bills.
Look, it's just taking care of the house. I'll bring home the bread. Like, if you need something in our relationship, I take care of it.
You're giving me the egg.
So you're the big daddy in the relationship.
Look, yeah, I give her an allowance. I don't understand.
I'm sure there's plenty of people screaming at their radio right now, especially
I'm
women.
I'm one of them. Yeah, I'm one of them.
Well, I mean, you're off the grid. What better job? You want to start paying taxes on it? I mean, look, to any of those women listening that they're going to tell me they want a career, I bet you anything, they would rather be taking care of the kids in the house than going to work every day.
Okay.
Vince, and then that's where we cut your mic. Thank you so much.
Vince, are you speaking on behalf of all women right now?
I mean, I'm speaking on behalf of at least one who's quite happy.
I would love to speak with her.
Fair enough, Vince. All right, buddy. We got to get to some...
Vince, for the record, I would never be happy with $120 a week. Thank you, though.
It really is not a ton of money, Vince. You could see that, though, right?
I mean, it's not a lot to some people, but it gets the job done. And, I mean, if she needed more, she'd tell me, and I don't hear it.
Oh, okay.
He goes, she would ask permission, and I would deny.
Yeah, you'd take her out of her crate, wouldn't you?
Doesn't it live in a crate? I mean, come on. We live in a nice house.
You're a drywall guy.
I'm a drywall guy.
Vince, thank you for calling in, man. Have a great day.
Thank you, guys. Happy holidays.
You too, buddy. Thanks. Bye.
See ya.
All right. You know what?
Vince needs a muzzle.
Well, hold on.
That's what Vince needs.
I think some of us can agree that Vince is just a little bit more traditional and old school.
And yeah, he's drywall.
That's fine. However, Does she not have her own like debit card to with? Do they not have a joint account?
Yeah, he puts $120 a week in there.
Like, why not just dip into what's needed to a degree instead of giving an allowance? I mean, if you have a joint account, then just take what you need.
Because he's a control freak.
Yeah, well.
There I said it.
Let me go over to Andy. What's up, Andy? My wife doesn't work either, but I just take care and provide her with what she needs. If she wants money for whatever, I'm happy to give it to her. End of story. Jess says an allowance, like they're 12?
Over my dead body.
A good team knows the budget, and both can spend within the means of that budget. Yeah, 100%.
Over my dead body.
I think both people should have an allowance, and the rest is just joint money. Like, if I'm...
Right,
let's
like
say
a savings account.
Well, if I'm married, I have an account, she has an account, then we have a joint account for just bills, and then I have a secret account. And then that's it. Everybody lives happily ever after.
She's stacking cash in the mattress. Big night tonight. When this happens, you know Christmas and the holiday season is officially begun. It's a Rochester tradition, and it returns tonight at the Genesee Brewhouse. They will light their tree made of 650 empty beer kegs.
Oh, I love
all
it.
All wrapped in twinkle lights. Just gorgeous, stunning, beautiful, iconic. Our friends over at 10 went over there earlier this morning, and they talked to the founder and the creator. His name's Mike. And they were just, you know, steps away from 10 years in the making of this tree. And they've had so much fun with it over the years. And they had the idea, like I said, over a decade ago, and a lot of volunteers that have stepped up to make it possible. So the countdown to the lighting begins tonight at 6:30 at the Brew House. It's right here across the street from us in High Falls.
Yeah.
And it's a free celebration. It features holiday music, food trucks, obviously, Genesee beer runs from 5 to 9.
Got it. Love the beer runs.
Gotta have the beer runs. And there's going to be a signature keg tree ale. So that's going to be like a cinnamon version of the Jenny Cream Ale. That'll be available at the celebration. This is just such a great community event that happens, obviously, every year. I've gone to it a bunch. It's going to be cold, so bundle up because it is mostly outside. So come through.
My buddy's worked at Genesee Brewery for, I don't know, over 20-something years, and he's a big part of that whole, you know, the Christmas tree keg. How many kegs total?
650, and it's about 30 feet tall. So it's massive. It's massive, and they've obviously been planning for it since September, trying to get those empty kegs accumulated and made sure that they have all the lights and things like that. So it's going to be huge tonight. So if you are going, like I said, it'll begin at 6:30 is the actual lighting, but people will get there, like I said, around 5-ish. Parking's going to be nuts. Carpool if you can.
Yeah,
that type of thing.
Make sure you guys bundle up. It's only going to be 25 degrees tonight at 6 o'clock. All right, coming up on the show, it's time for everyone's favorite game.
Can't be breezy.
That's next on the show, and we need caller 8 right now at 585-252-9800. You know the number to win a 4-pack of tickets to see Eastman School of Music's Elf in Concert. That's going down December 14th at Kodak Hall at Eastman Theater. Tickets are on sale now, but we're giving you a chance to win our last 4-pack, and all you got to do is beat our girl Breezy in trivia. Caller 8 right now. We do it next on PXY. Good luck.
98PXY is free and always will be.
Beat Breezy!
That's right, and we're looking for caller 8 right now to win that last 4-pack of tickets to see Eastman School of Music's Elf in Concert on December 14th at Kodak Hall at Eastman Theater. Tickets do go on sale right now at eastmantheater.org, but we're going to give you a chance to win them so you don't have to buy them.
Whee!
All right, Breezy, you are 2-11. That's your record.
Crushing it.
We need caller 8. PXY, who's this?
Nora,
I have great news for you this Friday morning. You're caller 8.
Woo!
All right, listen, Nora, here's the deal. I'm going to ask you 5 questions. Give me your best answer. Breezy's going to go into the other room. If you guys tie.
Good luck, Nora.
You automatically win this round. All you got to do is tie it. It's an automatic win for you. Are you ready to play the game?
Oh, gosh, I think so.
All right, Nora. Question number 1, let's get right into it. What is James Bond's code name? James Bond.
Oh,
What's his code name?
Oh, gosh.
You get 7 seconds to answer. You get 7 seconds to answer, Nora.
Is it 007?
007? I could put you down for that, sure. I'll put you down for 007. Question number two, Nora, name the country that uses approximately 4 billion miles of toilet paper each year. Name the country.
Oh, gosh. I guess China. They have a lot of people.
All right. I'll put you down for China. That's a good guess. They do have a lot of people, but so does India. Question number three. What is the name of the cocktail traditionally made with gin, lemon juice, sugar, and club soda?
The Tom Collins one?
Is that your final answer?
Yeah, I think so.
All right, Tom Collins. Nora, question four. When is the U.S. Independence Day?
Oh, gosh.
4 seconds. When is U.S., the United States of America, when is their Independence Day?
I mean, July 4th.
And last question, what direction does the sun rise from, Nora?
It rises in the east.
Rises in the east. All right, let's bring our girl Breezy back into the room. She's coming in from that soundproof studio. Okay, Breezy, we're going to tally these up. Nora, not too shabby, Nora. You got 4 out of 5.
All right.
All right, Breezy, you got your work cut out for you. Let's get you
Let's go. I'm shaking in my boots.
This is for our last 4-pack of tickets to see Elf in concert.
Wait, Nora, if you were to win, what showtime would you go to? 2 or 7?
Probably the 7 o'clock, I think.
Oh, she likes to party hard. Well, Breezy,
she does. I was gonna say I'm going to 2, so I would throw it for you. But if you're going 7, it doesn't affect me at all. So let's go.
All right, Nora, stay put. Breezy, what is James Bond's code name?
What do you mean code name? Like nickname?
Yeah.
Shaken, not stirred? I don't know.
What else would you call James Bond?
Jamie? Jamesy?
I'm dying.
I don't know.
All right, I'm putting you down for Jamie. All right, question number two. Breezy, name the country that uses approximately 4 billion miles of toilet paper each year. By the way, these have all been fact-checked.
America. I know. You never fact-check them. We had to call the person back the other day. Like, actually, you did win the tickets. So unprofessional.
All right, come on.
America.
America. The people in the United States here use 4 billion miles of toilet paper each year.
So wasteful.
Okay.
Yeah.
Breezy, what is the name of the cocktail? You're a bartender. What cocktail traditionally is made with gin, lemon juice, sugar, and club soda?
A buttery nipple.
A buttery nipple has club soda in it?
Yeah, I don't know.
You're quite the bartender.
Not really a big drinker.
Yeah, all right. but you make them. Let's go to question four. When is the U.S., when is their Independence Day?
What?
The United States of America. When is their Independence Day?
Our Independence Day is July 4th.
And Breezy, question five, last but not least, which direction does the sun rise?
East.
East or east?
East.
Yes. Hey, Nora.
Yeah.
I was looking at your questions, and I am so sorry. You did not get 4 out of 5. You got 5 out of 5. You absolutely destroyed Breezy. You're going to the show!
He's just making that up. Now I'm fact-checking as we go along. It's so great.
James Bond's code name is 007.
Nobody knows that, but okay.
China uses the most toilet paper. That drink that's made with gin, lemon juice, sugar, and club soda is a Tom Collins.
Don't know him.
July 4th. Yes, that never is our Independence Day. And of course, the sun does rise in the east. Nora, who are you bringing to the show with you?
Oh, I'm going to bring all my girlfriends. We watch it every year. They're going to be so excited.
Oh, that's I love that for you guys.
It's a Christmas tradition. Stay on the line. I'm going to get all your info. Congratulations, Nora. You absolutely crushed it.
Whatever.
Yeah, you definitely are.
It's fine.
You're a good sport, Breezy.
I know. I mean, that's all I really can do at this point. 98 PX.